Bundy calling 2192.
David Ness, who is the choice of the department and of Lodge for this job of deputy chief of mission in Saigon, is here in town. He's about to go to London and be sent on out there unless you'd like to see him. I thought you might want to see the man who'll be the chief of staff. Or you'd rather just let him go about his business?
Yeah, I'd like to see him. Now, this is the... Is this one of the men that we recommend
here? No, but we've matched him up against our recommendations, and in the context and the circumstances, with Harriman, Rusk, and Lodge united on this man, who does have an excellent record but slightly less experienced, I think the consensus is we'd better go ahead with what they want to do. And he does have, his record does check out as a top-notch officer. He's just a little more junior. He also has military experience in Burma in the war as an artillery battery commander, and I think that'll help him. But I cannot tell you that he has the seniority or that he has the proven visibility to me personally that these other fellows have, but I can tell you that he's what Rusk and Harriman and Lodge, all three, want to do. I think it's hard to go against that.
Well, it's not hard for me to go against it, although I like to look at him, but I've never thought any one of the three were very astute in picking personnel, but they may be. Rusk may be. But
no, they're not. And I think Harriman's the best of the three at picking people.
Harriman's whole viewpoint out there is a little bit different from mine, but
that
I guess...
That is correct. Let me get him over and talk to him myself, bring him upstairs.
All right,
sir.
Tomorrow?
When would be best for you?
Yeah, tomorrow sometime.
Yes, sir. It'll be tomorrow morning then. So I'll just have him stand by in the cabinet room. You come and shake his hand and see.
All right. Now, has he already been selected?
No, the selection is entirely subject to your judgment. It's a recommendation to you because of your personal concern in the matter. The question is really how far you want to get into that.
Where did he come from? Was he made of lodges in Burma?
No, sir, he was not. He was he's been the deputy chief of mission in Morocco. And before that, had a varied career. His time in Burma was in the Second World War. I don't think Lodge was there then.
Well, Lodge was in the Second World War.
Yes, but in Europe, Mr. President, I think. I don't think he was Lodge's nomination. He was a nomination to Lodge by the department.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right.